Welcome to the Knowledge Factory, where knowledge is power. We inspire and educate people to make the most out of life and the lessons that it teaches. So welcome back to the Knowledge Factory, guys, where as always, knowledge is power. So let's just dive right into it. This morning, I was scrolling through Instagram. I saw a very interesting post about Lamar Jackson, who is the quarterback for the Baltimore Ravens, and the post said that the Ravens have only punted twice in their last three games. And I was like, wow, that's stunning. Now, what's so interesting about it to me with Lamar Jackson is, coming out of college, nobody thought he'll be an NFL quarterback. Everyone said that he wasn't good enough to be an NFL quarterback, even though he put up great quarterback numbers in college. Coming into the NFL, people told me, oh, you should change positions. You should think about being a wide receiver because he's so talented. He could run fast. And he knew what he wanted. He didn't care what anybody said about what he should be. He knew what he wanted to be. And what he wanted to be was an NFL quarterback. And there were some prominent names in the NFL who came out and said he would never be a quarterback in the NFL. He would never last. He would never make it. He's not good enough to be an NFL quarterback. But he did not let those things seep in. He did not let the negativity sit on him or seep into his mind. So in 2018, he was selected 32 overall by the Baltimore Ravens. And in that same year, he became the youngest, the youngest quarterback in NFL playoff history. He came in after Joe Flacco and Robert Griffin was injured, and he took the team to the playoffs that year. Now, why is all this important? It's important because, remember back, I said earlier, he was told that he was never going to be good enough to be a quarterback in the NFL. During the NFL Combine, he was asked to run a 40-yard dash, and he told them no. Like, he was asked to do drills that was contrary to the position he wanted to play, and he told them no, because he knew what he wanted. He knew what his gift was, and he used his gift accordingly. He knew he wanted to be a quarterback in the NFL, nothing else. He didn't want to be a wide receiver, wasn't trying to be a running back, wasn't trying to be a cornerback. He wanted to be a quarterback. So he put the blinders on and focused on his goal. And he didn't care what anybody had to say. And listening to that, like, it struck me. He decided, along with his family and his camp, they had a mantra. And that mantra they had was, those who start out first shall finish last, and those who start out last shall finish first. And they used this mantra all throughout his career so far, all throughout his process of getting into the NFL and being in the NFL. And where am I going with all of this? We all need to be like Lamar Jackson in our lives. There are things we want to do in our lives, and there's doubters around us. There's people telling us, no, you can't do it. No, you'll never make it. No, you're not good enough. But instead of believing in our talent and our abilities, we believe in the word of others. And our talents and our abilities that we have are given to us by God. And if you operate in those talents and abilities, God will make room for your talent to flourish. The same way he made room for Lamar Jackson's talents to flourish. Despite what anyone had to say about him, he knew what he wanted. So you have to ask yourself, do you know what you want? And if you know what you want, are you on the path to get there? Are your goals in line to get there? Is your focus in line to get there? Because at the end of the day, if you don't keep a steady focus on what you want and keep your faith focused on what you want, you'll fall for everything and anything. And if you know what you want, is that to be of a business owner? Is that to be of a lawyer, a doctor, an accountant, or whatever it is, there's always going to be someone's going to tell you, no, you can't make it. Me personally, growing up all through life, I was always told I was never going to make it. I was only good enough to flip burgers. I have dyslexia. I was always told, oh, I wanted to go to law school. I was told you can't go to law school because you can't read because you got dyslexia. I wanted to get a law degree. I was told you can't get that because you can't read, or you have dyslexia, or you're slow. And guess what, guys? I went to college and graduated my pre-law degree. You know, we all have things that we have to overcome, but I've never let the the naysayers sway me, and you should never let your naysayers sway you. People are always going to have something to say about you. If you met me and you listened to me speak, you would never know I had dyslexia growing up. You never know reading was a challenge for me. Math was a challenge for me. Science was a challenge for me. All those things was a challenge for me, but I overcame those challenges because I know what I wanted out of my life. But I did not allow naysayers, did not allow spectators to tell me what I can and can't do and how to get to my goal. I kept my eyes focused on what I wanted and I followed the path. And yes, my path may have shifted and waved and moved because things happen, but you got to realign yourself and keep moving forward. The other day, I was talking to a friend of mine, and we were just chilling. We were just chatting, had a conversation over the phone. And he was saying to me, "Man, out of everybody that I know in the old neighborhood, man, you're the only one who made it out this hood and actually did something with your life. You own a home. You got a family. You got a wife. You got kids." It's like, man, there's a lot of us still in this hood doing nothing, just sitting here. Because I knew what I wanted, and I did not want to stay in one spot, and I wanted to just move forward. I had kids at a young age, and I wanted to do something for them and give them what I didn't have. I got married at a young age, and I wanted to give my wife something that she probably didn't have, that she didn't have. So I just kept moving forward. Lamar Jackson moved forward. He knew what he wanted. He didn't listen to the Bill Polians of the world who told him he would never make it as an NFL quarterback. He didn't listen to any of the other experts and former players and analysis and all those other people. Opinions are great, but opinions don't pay bills, people. So what's also interesting about this is when he got, this year, he Lamar Jackson is currently third in the MVP race, if I'm not mistaken. Like, he went from being told he could never be a quarterback, that he was never going to be a quarterback, he's not good enough to be a quarterback, to being about third in the MVP race right now behind Russell Wilson and Tom Brady. Now, what's so crazy about this is he came in to the league again with the Baltimore Ravens under a coach of Jim Harbaugh. Now, Jim Harbaugh is an older coach. He has his own thought process, his own mentality, his own everything, as all coaches do. But and he saw something in him that everybody else didn't see. So people asked him, like, yo, what is the evolution of Lamar Jackson? How did he get so good? And it came to find out that what they did is they did what works for him. They found plays that were played to his skill, that works to his skill set. They brought in coaches who can work to his skill set, who can help develop him. They brought in coaches that he was comfortable with. They brought in players that he's comfortable with. They brought in a player by the name of Marquise Brown, who's someone he played with and back in as a child. They played together, they played football together as a child. So here's a wide receiver who he's played with before. Everything around him became adapted to him. And the beauty of this is it allowed him to flourish. Now, in your own personal life, God will make room for your gift to flourish, as I said before. And your environment will form and change for that room, for that gift to flourish. It may not change right away, it may not happen right away, but with the right people around you, the right team around you, the right influences around you, you will see yourself grow and develop into something better and to get more prosperous. And then you'll see things about yourself that you didn't even know was possible. And it's important to have the right people around you. Yes, we all think we can do it by ourselves, and you know, we got all the strength and all the muscle, but we all need people. We all need someone who believes in our goals, who believes in us, who can help us get to the next level, because there's a door that has to be opened, and we can't open every door by ourselves. And sometimes we need people to help us open that door to get to the next place in life. So in the terms of like Lamar Jackson, his coach said, "Look, I see something in you that nobody else is seeing in you. You see it and I see it. And we're going to nurture your gift. We're going to bring in players that you're comfortable with. We're going to find plays that you're comfortable with, coaches that you're comfortable with, everything to help you grow. And it's all about growth. You have to operate within your talent, within your skill set. Don't look at the other person who's succeeding now. Don't look at the other person who's doing more than you now, or probably better than you now. Because guess what? They went through a period of maturation themselves. They went through a period where they weren't who they are or where they are. They had to struggle. They had to work. They had to grind. They had to do all the things that you're doing now. And they found themselves a team, a group of people who believed in them, and they believed in that and that person, and believed that that person could help them get to the next level, and they can learn off each other, feed off each other, and bounce off each other. Right now, Jim Harbaugh looks like a progressive coach in the NFL. He looks like he understands the new wave, the new culture, the new age of the players. And all he's doing is he's believing in his quarterback. And he's setting his quarterback up for success. You may be in a situation right now where you feel like you're not being set up for success, that you're being set up for failure. But guess what? There's something to be learned in that situation. And in learning those things and going through that period, you will move into a situation that's set up for you to be successful, for you to thrive. You know, when I personally bought my first home, I was living in a basement apartment in my mother-in-law's. And I didn't think I was ever going to get out. I didn't know what was going to happen. But I believed that there was more in life for me than living in someone's basement. So when I went to go buy my first home, I was talking to the homeowner, and he couldn't believe how young I was trying to buy this home. And he didn't believe that I was ready for this. And I looked at him and I said to him, he said to me, actually, "Are you sure you can handle this? Are you sure you're ready to buy a home?" And I looked at him and I said, "Sir, I got 3 kids and a wife. I know I'm ready for this. And I know I need to buy this home." Because I needed someone to believe in me. And he believed in me. He looked at me and he laughed and he said, "You know, you remind me of me when I was your age. You're just doing what you have to do to take care of your family." And I was like, "That's right, sir." And he sold us the home. He could have said no. We were young. We were very young. He could have told me no. He could have went to somebody else. But the home was right in the vicinity where we wanted it to be. It was close to family. It was in a good school district. It was close by to a supermarket, a library, a playground, a church. It had everything right there for us. And we were like, "This neighborhood is perfect for us." And somebody believed in us. Everything that happened prior was just to set me up and to set my family up for success. And I had to go through those things. And we're all going to go through those maturation periods in our life. You just the goal is not to hang your hat on it, not to be full of sorrow, not to sit down and weep and cry about it. Because guess what? The things are going to happen. Things are going to get tough. Things are going to get hard. That is just life. But those are the things that you need to build your character, to build your strength, to move forward in all of your situations. And I promise you, you go through those things, you learn those lessons, and it will make you a stronger person for tomorrow. And guess what? When the next struggle comes, you're going to know how to face it head on. You're going to be like, "All right, I went through struggle A, I'm ready for struggle B." It's all a process, it's all a learning process. And then next thing you know, you'll be sitting pretty, sitting happy. And everyone's going to look at you and go, "Wow, how did you get here?" You think other quarterbacks in the league aren't looking at Lamar Jackson like, "How did you become, in a matter of 2 years, or rather a year and a half, third in the MVP race?" He has more touchdowns than a lot of quarterbacks right now. He has a winning record right now. And he has a bunch of young guys, players that nobody even knows of. Half of his receiving core are players that most people have never heard of. But because he was set up for success. You need to learn to set yourself up for success. Put yourself in this right situation. There are probably people around you that are toxic for you, but you're holding on to them for nothing, for no reason. And you're waiting for your success to come. And to get your success, you're going to have to get rid of some people. Can't be afraid to lose, because when you lose, you gain. I promise you, when you lose, you gain. Just keep focused, keep forward, and keep your eyes on your prize. And you'll get there. I promise you guys. As long as you keep focused and you keep your eyes on your goal and you know what you want and you know your gift and you operate within those gifts and you nurture your gift, you will be successful and you will have the things that you want in life. Thank you for listening to the Knowledge Factory. And if you got anything out of this podcast today, don't forget to click subscribe, comment, and share. And never forget, knowledge is power.